Pascal Martin Tuyu, born in 1966 in Nkasamba, Cameroon. The artist lives and works in Ghent, Belgium, and Yaounde, Cameroon. He has feminized his name as an artist name to Pascal Martin Tuyu, taking the first name of both his parents. By adding this feminine ending, he ironically distances himself from the issues of artistic paternity and attributes associated with masculinity and femininity. Another reason he chose his parents' name is that even though there's a physical distance between the artist and his parents, for him, it's a way of keeping them close to him and his heart. He practices art without borders, combining elements from his daily life, nomadic, intuitive, and hybrid. His homeland is always present in his practice. This connection has to do with the question of origin, says the artist. According to his statement, Cameroon is his trademark and where it all began. He was born there, raised by his parents and friends, and raised on the streets. He wants to incorporate all of them into his work. His work explores the common of boundaries between the individual and collective histories. It also raises issues that exist particularly in Africa, such as construction of culture and national identities, relationships between rules and ruled, and interaction between South and North. In a variety of formats, including installation, sculpture, video, photography, and drawing, his work explores a vibrant and imaginative world reminiscent of the atmosphere of a large African city. These are especially characterized by the use of recycled materials such as goods, colored plastic bags, rags, waste, and carcasses. All objects that symbolize today's society. His heterogeneous work, like his character, eliminates anything that could come close to what was predicted. His work refuses to be confined to a single medium or subject. He embodies a generation of African artists who are redefining post-colonial culture by leveraging and relying on their dual African-European identities. Pascal Martin Tuyu absorbs the history of world. Currently, he has been doing a new project at the Collection Lambert. Most of his works are conceived and produced for the place where it be exhibited. The exhibition entitled Le Péturien is a delicate journey through a world of chaos, as Edward Gleason put it. Each installation is a pretext for an open conversation that shatters our deepest beliefs. It creates so many situations and new ways of looking at the world, addressing complex issues in a seemingly light-hearted way. In this exhibition, he discovers the little things that seem to be nothing but the mountains around us. From his artistic vision, these little legs, initially invisible to the naked eye, shoot rays of light into our eyes. Le Péturien is a distress signal in the face of multiple heartbreaking horrors. Yet, he is making sure this adventure is a playful performance with a joy and humor. Color is the bullet in the artist's weapon, and he uses it to keep us out of the battlefield, far from the chariots and the other poisoned arrows that have ravaged the glass lands for the nearly 3,000 years. For those who have forgotten the fun of nursery rhymes, there's a screen facing the wall and sometimes the floor. According to his statement, the exhibition can make you dance and sing on the Avignon Bridge. Lastly, the viewers are invited to cross the universe and seek happiness on the other continents.